the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the place.
Wake up late now everybody.
Wake up late
now everybody.
Wake up late
now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Yeah, get in the rhythm, everybody. Welcome to the Wake Play with Dougie show.
Get in the rhythm.
I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, it's time for a little Electric Eye from Judas Priest. Yeah.
It's Super Tuesday on K-Rock 97.9 Danger Studios.
Sponsored by Scum Buckets. Sports Bar and Grill, where the first 10 people that get thrown out get back in free. Scum Buckets.
Everything you do. A little Electric Eye, everybody.
Yeah, we need Casey on the main stage. Mercedes to the side stage. 2-for-1 shots all night long. All right, now check it out on the main stage. 2-for-1 dances. Right now, the champagne.
You could actually, that's true. Right. DJ could do that.
He's got
go
a fallback
Oh, yeah, he totally.
Right? That'd be hard to sell to the wife. Honey, I got a part-time job at a strip club on the weekend.
Especially, like, we're pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait.
Yeah.
So... I know you announced it all over Facebook and social media, but
yeah.
Proud Daddy, do we want to announce what we're having?
Yeah, he announced it on the show already, dude.
Oh.
I'm glad you were paying attention while you were gone.
I had that hospital thing where I was like, right. Oh, what are you having?
We're having a baby boy.
Oh, good. Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, it's better.
It's better.
And he's already taller than Elgin.
I know, exactly.
His 13th week or whatever it is.
I'm actually worried that he's going to become out taller than me. Yeah, because then, well, I mean, it'll be good. I can use him to reach it,
right?
Help me out.
What's
me
great
up.
Is what's great.
I can sit
is,
on his shoulders.
He's gonna for a couple of years while you can pick him, while you're still strong enough to pick him up. He'll be like one of those grabber things for you, but like a real live one for
yeah.
you.
Gonna hold
you
him
can
up.
Use a person like. Woo!
It's gonna like, be like, son, put this tape on your fingers and reach for that.
And when he's a real baby, like you don't even tell him, you just put like a mitten on, but like the. Velcro mittens.
Yeah.
Just put a light bulb in his hand and spin him around.
Yeah.
Just twist him.
Yeah, look. He used one of his legs as a crank.
Yeah.
And you guys are parents.
I love fucking with somebody else's kid, unborn kid.
Oh, I was going to say. You got a little nervous there.
I know.
Pastor.
Yeah, you exactly. love fucking with someone's kid.
I love fucking someone's kid.
Is that what he just said? I like
no.
He just said I like fucking with other kids, other people's kids.
Yeah, like unborn.
Oh, unborn.
Oh, yeah. What?
I like to get inside the mom, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Anyway, that's
Happy
that
Tuesday, everybody.
Yeah. Kelly Fall says we're a
rock
trip,
music.
By the way. Thank you, Kelly. Thanks for watching. Kelly Foz, we're a real trip. Yeah, we just tripped, by the way, before the show.
We had a good time.
A good time. And anyway, welcome to the show. And Danny's been away. I was at the World Series of Comedy this weekend. That was a lot of fun. I didn't talk about it yesterday on the show, but it was great because there was a lady there from America's Got Talent.
Nice.
She was one Nayla. She was a wonderful. She gave notes to everybody. Every comic that went on stage, she emailed the notes of everything they did and things they could do if they wanted to be on that show.
Wow,
it's the most helpful person I've ever had in my life at a festival. You know
wow.
what I mean? So thanks for that, and I finally got to showcase in front of some other people I've been trying to get into.
Mm-hmm.
And in all fair is war. I'm not going to share and just gloat, but I got a thumbs down from Laugh Factory. They won't be using me anytime in there. They said we got plenty of other people ahead of you right now. Just not going to happen. So I went from Yeah, to fuck, you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And then, but then I got, I'm going to be opening for Eric Griffin, the guy from, at Zany's in Rosemont in a couple weeks.
Good, good.
And I went back up. Oh, that's pretty good. That's fun. Right. And then I got another call from, anyway, this is a crazy business.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's just like, you know, like the last, I was the last comic on stage at the World Series of Comedy. I closed the show where the three people competed to win first, second, third. So I closed the show, and it was late. It's a late show. It started at 10. It was like a lighter crowd, and it's funny. The guy James, who took second, he has a joke about acting out like a cat, you know, and it's pretty funny. And he did so when I came on stage, boy, I'm like, boy, that guy James, funny, huh? But boy, does he really love pussy, you know? And everybody laughed, and you know, and had a good time right there. Where do you go from there? I'm going to start telling clean jokes. But I'm thinking, I'm showcasing. There's people I want to work for, but the crowd's telling me I need to be a little more like. You know, like dirt, just take the moment. Like the moment was not going to be out there and do all my, you know, my.
But you know what?
Early show Saturday material.
So if I'm a booker, right, and I'm booking a room, and I know you even a little bit, or right? I've seen a little bit of your stuff, or I'm there and you're getting a great reaction out of the crowd. I'm going to go on YouTube. I'm going to look. Yeah, but I'm going to see that you can do their stuff. I think if I'm a booker of a room, you got to win the crowd. You can't fuck. Yeah, you lose the crowd and you're clean.
That's the call I made.
You got to make that call.
That's the call I made.
I think
you know what I mean. I came out with some. I came out with my two or three best fat guy jokes, and got them going a little bit. And then I went right into. I even did my threesome bit. I said I'm doing the fucking threesome bit.
Hey, your job. Our job when we're on stage, truly, I mean, is to win the crowd. Yeah, so you got to do. You know, I don't know what he.
Even Joe, Joe Lauer's, the guy who runs the festival, said, "Dude, do whatever you want. Have fun." You know what I mean? It's like at this point, it's the end of the night. You know, let it go. You know, I even closed with masturbation. My fucking, you know what I mean? Even while I was telling him, I'm like, what am I doing? You know? Why the fuck am I doing masturbation jokes as the closing? You know what I mean?
The art says you must do what the crowd wants. The wallet says, go fuck yourself, Dougie. You'll never work again.
Yeah.
I know.
Followed my instinct.
Wow.
But, you know, whatever.
Hey, but instinct has gotten you to Danger Studios, so.
Yeah, thanks, man. And it's usually, it's about four paces from my bedroom door.
Right, exactly.
So that. Yeah.
Well, who else has an in-house studio four paces?
I imagine there's quite a dozen, quite a few people. I wouldn't consider that a major achievement. But at any rate, so it was fun. Got to hang out with some folks and you know, it's like, but we were in the middle of Florence, Indiana, which there's fucking
say, where
nothing, there's nothing around there, dude. Even when we were leaving that hotel, there was one guy. There was one taxi service that would take you to the airport, which is like a 45-minute to an hour drive. One guy with a van.
What city are you closest to?
Well, before I get into that, you'll appreciate this, Danny the Jew, no pun intended. But this guy is the only service taking people from the fucking hotel to the airport, and he charges $100 per person unless there's more than one person in the van, then everybody pays $50.
Wow.
Can you imagine you do four or five times a day? You got five people. This guy's racking the money up.
That's great.
So great. And he lives in Florence, Indiana.
Yeah, well, that's
nothing
problem,
to do. Yeah. No, it's great. He's saving all his money. The guy's like, he's like the fourth richest person in Florence, Indiana. He drives people to the airport every day.
After he pulls out of his van, he goes to his Bugatti. He pulls up next to the cornfield. You know, but you know, funny
God,
thing.
You could probably get a lot of fucking land in Florence, Indiana.
Dude, well, that's. I remember back in the day, like holy early 2000s, shit. When everything was really, you know, like still.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine is like, dude, you can buy a house in Tennessee for like four times the house you have now, you know, in this house, you know, for like this much money. And I'm like, yeah, but there's only one thing, dude. I got to fucking live in Tennessee.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know, do I know anybody there? What, if I start playing the banjo?
Right. Like, if you could completely retire, like where you didn't have to do anything, not even filthy rich, but if you could retire where you didn't have to, like that would be great. But if you have to do anything, you have to live in Tennessee.
Listen.
That's my dream.
I wouldn't mind doing that. You have a lot of dreams, dude.
I do.
That's my dream.
No, I want
your
land.
Your dream is to live in Indiana?
Yeah. No, I want land. I want land. I want to live in the middle.
Just land.
Give me
land.
Plenty
nowhere.
Of land.
Yeah. Just land. You can maybe be a farmer.
Yeah, I just want to mow the lawn, drink some wine.
It's a big fucking lawn.
Listen,
my
land's going to be different. My
but
land's going to be
a field of dreams.
On a mountainside somewhere, because when the deluge happens, I want to be on higher ground, number one, if I'm going to do anything above where I'm doing now. And it's going to be a fortress. There's going to be a fucking moat.
I like that idea.
You know what I mean? I don't want. I think chaos is just going to keep happening. considering our current environment, I think things are basically progressively going to get worse. So buckle up.
So then you should probably
pits.
Get a place up in the mountains.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Dougie's got to be up in the mountains.
Yeah.
No, anyone, if you want to like escape somewhere where people aren't going to go.
Yeah.
First, up in the mountains, because no one's going to want to go the fuck up there.
Imagine if you
so
put
you get some land up
imagine
there.
Imagine if you got to walk uphill to get your mail. I'm like, fuck, my mailbox would end up getting full.
Fuck that.
I got to walk up the hill to get my mailbox.
Sir, we're not going to deliver mail if you don't come take this soon. Great. Great.
Yeah, guess what?
Fuck it.
Why haven't you paid your bill, sir? Well, I can't go to the fucking mailbox. It's 40 yards away, at an 80 degree angle.
Exactly.
Yeah. I got to be a professional cliffhanger.
I need a fucking grappling hook.
To get Batman.
You need my bat belt. my bat utility belt.
Just every day, like, suit up to go get your fucking mail. You, like, put the harness on. You got to tighten it here. Like, fuck, I must have ate too much. Loosen this side.
Hey, people in your house, like, where are you going? What are you going hiking? No, I got to go get the mail. Yeah. Got fucking.
Yeah, you jump out the window like fucking Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible.
And
you run.
And then as you get back, your wife goes, oh, I forgot to give you this one.
And then you hear the Mission Impossible. That's James Bond, actually. What's up, Mark Pecoroni? Welcome back to the show, my friend. Anyway, so, yeah, hilarious, dude. I mean, welcome back, everybody. But it was fun. I had to make a decision, but it was, you know, I mean, thank God the flights are all been, you know, comfortable and stuff. Now I'm going to be out of town a lot.
Right.
I got a lot of shit coming up, man.
I was just going to say to you real quick. You do what you do because clearly you're working almost every weekend. You're working
but
somewhere.
But isn't that funny?
One's a competition, but the job is to be on stage, and you seem to be fucking doing it a lot.
Even my wife says, why don't you stop doing a set festival? Fuck the festival.
Do snatch pebble festival. I take pebble.
You know, it's kind of like there's only a couple I really want to be in anymore. So, but I'm going to Bahamas and Atlantis for 2 weeks.
Nice.
End of October, November. That's comedy zone, you guys.
For comedy or vacation?
No, I'm going to fucking juggle. I'm going to be on a beach. Right. I'm going to beach
volleyball.
He's
been working on a new act.
Face. You could take
magician.
Your wife on vacation.
No. Listen.
No.
The first time I did that gig, she came half the second week. Because it was the week of it was like November on her birthday week.
Right.
So she come, you know, this time she's going to spend the last 5 days there with me.
Nice.
But the last time I was there, I lost weight because I got up every morning, went to the beautiful gym. You're in the Bahamas, you know. I mean, morning, 10 o'clock. And I would go, work out. And then I would go to the lazy pool or the lazy river or the rapids. I would go around the rapids once, which is pretty cool.
Nice.
And then you do the lazy river.
Okay.
You know.
Like the floaty and you're sitting there and you just float around.
Yeah.
Or you swim it.
No, I float around.
Okay.
You know, it gets a little hot, then I'll jump out.
She doesn't float around.
If I'm going to do the lazy river, I'm going to do it full lazy.
Hey, man, it says lazy. Motherfucker says lazy.
It doesn't say fucking. Yeah, it doesn't say.
Swim downstream.
It doesn't say exercise river. It says lazy, motherfucking river.
It doesn't say cardio river, you know. Yeah. And I'll do that. And then, but, you know, and I'll go, and then I'll be like chill, and I'll sit down, relax, get dry. You know what I mean? And then I would go over to the food place, have some lunch. Head on back up to my room, sit on the balcony, puff one out, and then...
that's when Dougie was flexible. He could blow himself. But go on.
Yeah.
Continue.
So that's what he calls it.
Yeah.
That's what he calls it.
Puff one out.
Yeah, it's where Dougie and I are a little older. That's what they called it back in the day.
You know what I'm saying?
And
I'm looking forward to that. So, and then I'm going to be in Colorado Springs. So it's like... You're right. The thing about this, it is a fucking nutty... Right, because it's like it's up and down. It's almost bipolar. The industry itself is bipolar.
Of course it is, and the competitions are. They're great if you win them, but if you don't win the competition, it doesn't mean you're not a fucking comedian. It means that at that point, those guys didn't.
Well, I didn't advance on my round, but my round was a tough round. There was guys in there like Dustin Chaffin, the guy who he took second that night, and the guy who took second in the whole contest was on that same show.
Right, and you're still working. What did I asked you last time? You said about 35 or 40 weeks a year, right?
Yeah.
And if you wanted to, I would imagine more, but you have to have a life.
Boy, if I need somebody to stick around here and kiss my butt and make me feel better. No, you do because...
But I'm just saying that's what the business is, right?
Right.
Isn't that...
Danny, did you kiss so much ass?
I don't.
You kiss everybody's ass? I shouldn't feel special?
No, you should.
I thought
I don't
my
kiss,
ass.
I literally don't kiss anybody's ass because there's no. I gain nothing from kissing any of your asses.
All right,
but I'm saying, isn't that what
you got on this fucking podcast? Actually,
yeah. To be honest with you. I mean, you know that.
Your ass kissing would have got you a spot, but your talent has made you a permanent co-host now. Yeah. So there you go. All right. By the way, speaking of that, at the Robot Brewery this weekend, Mike Cavo's having a roast. It's like a charity roast.
Okay.
And he's asked me to participate. Now, I got five days to write roast jokes. Mike Cavo, the guy who takes the photos, he's at the Robot or the Buddha.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. What's up, Kim?
Is he a comedian or are we just roasting?
I think he closes all the shows. You know,
oh, okay. I thought you were just roasting a photographer. I'm like, that's kind of
mean. No, he's a comic, yeah.
Oh, okay. But,
I mean, that's going to be my first joke. I said, I wish I could roast his comedy. I've never seen him. Because I get the fuck out of here before the end of the night. You know, I mean, But there's a lot. It's gonna be a lot of interesting people. So if you're in Boca Raton, it's gonna be a roast. I gotta write roast jokes now.
Do you know who's the dais? Like who's on?
I got a list and stuff, so I'll share it with you.
That's what you want to do. You want to fuck with those. Yeah, guys. You don't really know the other guy. You fuck with him at the end.
I looked at the list. There's a lot I don't know in that list.
Oh yeah.
I mean, is there? You know,
a lot of the young. There's a lot. There's a good. There's a nice.
Our girl. You know the one.
Yeah. The one that. Yeah.
Yeah. She's so gonna be there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people on it, so it'll be fun. Anyway,
there's people on it, so it'll be fun. Yeah, Dougie says a lot.
For those who don't know, Dougie normally only roasts fish, but this time there's people, so it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not into it, but I'm gonna have fun with it. You know what I mean?
When is it? Saturday night?
Saturday night. So
Dougie likes all roast fish, roast chicken, roast
pork. I love a good roast.
Anytime you relate it to food, baby. The minute you said roast,
I will have a roast vegetable now and then.
The minute you say roast, I'm in.
Roast vegetable.
I will have a roast vegetable. Yeah, roast
is that really a thing?
Red roast and peppers. You don't have a red roast and peppers? All
right.
These motherfuckers crazy.
I thought this was a funny story I was reading. I love by the dolphins get crushed. Watch the fucking pay. All right. Besides that, I don't know if you saw this story.
So much the same.
I like this story because it's like a Red Sox fan when the Yankees are beating the shit out of the Red Sox this weekend. And the other night, Stanton hit a home run. A former Marlins they gave away hit a home run, and the guy out in the middle over on the green wall. What is it called?
Green Monster.
The Green Monster.
Oh.
He throws it in from out there.
Yep.
And hits Stanton.
No, yep. he hit him with the ball.
Yeah, he hit him.
On a bounce.
Running past second base.
It's a good fucking arm.
Yeah, that's what everybody's
fucking guy.
The guy cranked up and threw it from back of Wander.
Yeah, that guy's having shoulder surgery on Monday.
Exactly. He overdid it.
He can't even hold his dick. That's fucked up, though. He hit the guy?
He can't even hold his dick to piss.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Look at, he's my left hand.
So what happened to the guy?
Well, it's funny because it hit him on a bounce. Like it came in and it bounced and
it
hit him in the arm.
It still got him.
It still hit him. It hit him. And
he couldn't do it twice. He couldn't do that twice.
But Stanton looked up at him and just went.
That guy couldn't even turn a doorknob out.
Yeah, exactly.
So, honey, I can't open the door. One shot wonder.
He leaned it to the side. Yeah.
Yes. That is funny. Like, you know, when that happens, when you all of a sudden exert yourself out of nowhere and you're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Dude, I was mowing the lawn and I got hit in the head with a coconut, fell off a tree, right? Total cartoon thing. I got so.
Did it make the noise?
It happened like a year ago. It did.
And he went.
But I got. No, I went down to. It hurts so bad. It hurts so bad. I got so angry, but there was nothing to get angry at. So I threw the coconut as hard as I fucking can. I live on a lake, right? Splashed the water. The next day, it's not really a joke because the next day I was like, oh, man, my fucking arm. I was like leaning this way. Like, why? What's wrong? I don't know. I have no idea.
You got mad and threw it like fucking John Hanks throws the volleyball.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wilson! My coconut was Bernie. It was a Bernie! I had to give him a Jewish name.
Oh, God.
That's
funny.
Crazy.
So, how long ago did that happen?
About a year ago.
That's funny.
That gets you.
That's great.
Now, did you?
I went down to one knee. It was bad.
Really?
Hurt like. It's a pretty fucking high coconut.
Dude, people get killed that way.
I know. I have a very hard head. I have a very fucking hard head. I know, right?
Fucking coconut was like, ouch, broken half.
Yeah. Bernie's like,
fucking skull.
If it was a cartoon, the coconut would have been like, ow, had a knot on its head.
I remember one time as a kid, dude, over on Rock Island Road, you know the road,
yep.
And we would go out by the canal. That's over by the Margate Fire Department. We're out by the canal. And we grabbed a bunch of those decorative rocks from somebody's house right. They have out front.
Yeah.
And we're all trying to throw them and skip them and all the shit, right?
Oh, shit.
This fucking moron behind me. Fucking trying to throw somebody out from right field.
Oh, God.
Right into the back of my head.
Oh shit. I thought he threw it through a window.
Dude, he's like 5 feet away from me.
Oh, my God.
Hits my head. Oh, bounces about 15 feet past him. And I'm sitting there going, what was that? I think my wife even said when she cuts my hair, she's like, you know, you have like a flat spot. I think it's back from that day, man.
Really?
Your head flat.
Probably snapped your skull.
I was probably lucky that the base, like the flat part of the rock kind of hit it. If it was the ridge part, I wouldn't be doing this right now.
You'd be going, in the wing I'm laying with Nuggy Hill.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, come on. It's terrible because it's funny.
Yeah, you gotta get it. It's like me doing dirty jokes at the end of the fucking show.
It's not Dougie or Elgin. That was me. I own it.
Hey, you got it. It's all yours. Anyway, so, dude, you know what I mean? You ever have any fucked up major thing that like that and you're surprised you didn't get killed from it?
Not personally, but I threw an apple at somebody.
Hit him in the head?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, from right distance, man.
Yeah.
Apple's got some give to it, though.
Well, you guys are going to see it on the video, in the first video.
You know, we might as well confess all these things now. That we've done things that we've done when we were young.
Before everybody gets
before
the shit
out
there.
Later.
What's the move? What's the hashtag movement for a guy fucking threw a rock and almost killed Dougie? Hashtag kill Dougie?
No, hashtag it was
stone
me.
Stone Dougie.
Hashtag it was me.
Stone Dougie.
I don't know. Listen, not only are we having the potential for civil war, which is going to be between the haves and have-nots, you're now starting to see this interest in some people are saying women against men. You know, there was a law passed recently in California that said that all companies, corporations in California now must have hire two women in their board.
Board of directors jobs that you're dictating. Yeah. Most sexist thing that's ever been. It's an absolute sexist law.
Yeah.
You're saying that women on their own are not qualified to run to be members of board of directors of major corporations, so we're going to mandate that they...
There's a lot of flack about it both ways. I mean, it's happening in California. I mean, the one way of saying is they want to do that so it gets people in the position to normalize it and not make it such a man's world in a sense, and then eventually... But, you know, there's other people. There was a woman on CNBC that they were doing point-counterpoint with, and they said, look... You know, if anything, this isn't going to help. You know what I mean? You know, this isn't, you know, the markets are dictating themselves. You know, people are getting more into the industry. There's more women doing it. It's a natural progression of things.
So what we will find is that companies will have two, if the law is two women have to be on every board.
Right.
Board of directors will have two women on them.
Right.
So board of directors might have had six women on them, but these companies are going to go, we're going to make sure.
Oh, you think there's going to be people that are going to turn it around?
I think
they're
going to go.
I don't think they'd fire somebody who's qualified off the board.
No, I don't either. But board of directors are not like, you know, hiring, you know, even hiring a CEO. You're talking about
the mentors of the corporation.
Right. And a lot of these are going to be are going to be men who go, hey, fuck that. You're going to tell me. How I have to run
my... Well, that's what you brought up
room.
An interesting point. There's one thing to say, look, I'm all for equal rights, you know what I mean? Listen, when it comes to anything in comedy, if someone's going to get the stage time over me, I don't care who they are, what they are, if they're funnier than me, that's the way it is.
That's the way
you
it
know
should
what I mean?
Be.
Are we going to start as comics? Or are we going to start saying, look, we got to start putting two unfunny fuckers on a show, you know, just to give help to... And I don't mean to qualify as somebody who's less... talented in a sense, but we're talking about quotas. We're talking about trying to help in a sense. And I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, but you know what I'm saying? Could you imagine like every show now that you said, hey, listen, you got to at least have one fucking horrible hoping micer on your show. Otherwise, we won't let you book a show in this, you know? I mean, but that's the thing. And you know, I look at it in the industry and business and the financial industry and Wall Street. There's a lot of women, dude. There's a lot of, when I started to hear this, I'm like, oh, I've been seeing an increase. Is it fast? Here's the thing. Is growth as a species, as a society, we've come so accustomed to getting things we got to an age now where everything is done. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there is not, nobody's going, oh, I hope we really can figure out a cure to polio. You know what I mean? The shitter's getting done at massive pace. So as a society, we're almost like, no, we can't accept the current pace of the way it's going. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like everybody's like, look, are we building towards it? Like the whole idea of in my mind as a comic is, you know, where was I last year or the year before? When I start getting down, I get bummed out. Like, what the fuck am I going to do this anymore? The thing that brings me back is, where was I a year ago? Where was I 2 years ago? You know what I mean? What have I advanced on? You know what I'm saying? But that's what it's almost like the same thing. Once people start making quotas, in a sense, or start forcing the system, it's almost like you're saying you're not accepting natural progression. And the minute you do something, not natural to it, it may affect the actual progression of the growth. It's a theory, by the way.
And look, there's going to be a million people who can give you a million statistics better. But I work with lots of female doctors who have busted their ass and work hard. Built.
There's a lot of women doctors, right? There's a lot, right?
There are a ton. There's more. Yeah. There's way more women, female doctors. There's way more females in law school than there have ever been. When this country was started and until this last century, the world operated differently. Listen, can I tell you something? This stuff with Kavanaugh, I don't know. This guy seems like kind of a doofball as a human being, but all of this stuff, I don't know. Could you go back to high school and not? I was talking to some female friends from high school the other day, and I said, listen, I couldn't go back and think I didn't possibly try and grab a girl's boobs once after she moved my hand away.
I couldn't have gotten a mixed signal at one point.
Positive.
Is that, you know, which can be easily misconstrued, or what some people are worried about, or people like no one's going to try to take me off my seat here at the throne at the podcast.
Well, that's the,
you know, some
right.
girls, you know, but all of a sudden, you know, I'm some guy who's out there and perhaps my message or something is not, you know, you're like, you're taking getting mad, then they're going to come out. And listen, that's
why perhaps you get a Netflix special and someone decides, fuck him.
Yeah,
it doesn't even have to have anything to do with what you're talking about. I'm just saying, listen, if there's a pattern of someone doing something, if at 15 you did something a little inappropriate.
How excusable is it, in other words?
What I'm saying is if at 17 you did, and then at 22, and then at 27.
Right.
Well, then there's but if at 15, look, I can tell you, I can even tell you a specific girl.
You want to tell us something here?
No, friend, but you go to, you're in a movie and you're trying to grab a girl's boobs when you're 15, and she goes, you're going to try again.
Well, listen,
I can promise you that I've done that, right? But I didn't when I was 19, wasn't accused again of doing that. So I'm just saying
you were learning back then. You were making rookie mistakes.
Right. At 15, you don't get full credit. Yes, if you forcibly rape a girl when you're 15.
Yeah, it's one thing if you gang, you rape her and tie her up.
And you've got some psychosis going on, and we need to figure out what's going on in your head. And yes, you committed a crime.
But there's a lot of people that say that about Kavanaugh. If he was really that bad, it would have progressed and festered all the way through. Now, listen, I want to get back to this guy's whatever the fuck is. You know, the thing is my point, the whole big thing about this was just a joke. Like you said, the point is what I did when I was 15. And, you know, I mean, like, you know, but think about it. Like, thank God, I was never an aggressive dude in high school. I was a guy that a girl had to wink at me, look at me, you know what I mean, and give me all that shit before I'd fucking go, I need a sign, you know, to come in. I needed the guy in the fucking gate at the airline going, come on, bring it in, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, you know, it's like, here's the thing. And now here's what's going to happen. Everybody's going to record, you know, police have body cameras. Every fucking guy, every guy and girl right now, you know, with guys, especially guys, what you need to do is you need to record everything. Like, think about it. Like, could you imagine if I'm single, if I was going to date some chick and I go, hey, listen, I hope you don't mind, but considering the current environment, I'm recording audio of everything we do.
Really?
Is that okay with you?
He's going to walk into the date like, hi, how are you? My name is Dougie.
Say
nice
hi
to meet
the camera.
You. This is, hey, hi. State your name. Let me just get a full profiles, please.
And by the way, for the record, who asked who out? You asked me, okay.
Okay,
just want
to
make
we're
sure
going
got that
to this restaurant on this address. And
look, they start making out, and Dougie, they're like making out, and Dougie's like, hold on. Do I have permission to stick my tongue in your throat?
Is it
permission?
Okay?
You gotta squeeze the throat.
Can I give
in
you
between.
My tongue?
I am.
What's
now,
up, Brenda Everett? Dougie, you the king. I know. Thank you, Dougie. Everett, Dougie showed his pee-pee. In Truth or Dare. Yeah, that's the it was a joke. I almost
I never showed my pee-pee in Truth or Dare because I'm a grower, not a shower.
I almost I almost boy, you're really coming out of shit tonight.
Ah, who gives
a can't.
Fuck?
I got
46 years old.
I was talking about that. I was almost going to blow that out that night too. That's how ballsy I was that night at the Wall Street. I was about to go. Yeah, I open up with boy. I can tell you with all the shit going on, I'm a little concerned about all those days back in Truth or Dare when I showed my dick.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, but what are you going to do? I can imagine I'm in court and they're going to be like, hey, Doug, you know, you showed Susan your dick. You know, you're a pervert. I'm like, well, honestly, it was Truth or Dare, and it was either show her my dick or lick my friend's dog's ass.
Right.
You know, so considering the two, I mean, if I would have chosen that, I guess Peter would be in here right now fucking tell me how bad I am.
Is that a true story?
Mr. Almeida, we're going to need a list of all your friends from high school. By the way,
those aren't your friends if those are the choices they're offering.
Could you imagine if you had to call your friend from high school? Imagine getting that call. Hey, Doug, you remember we used to play that game with the girls?
I'd be
some
like,
girl's suing me right now.
We're not friends anymore.
Yeah. I'd be like,
I don't recall.
Be like, bro, remember that ride or die shit? That was all lies. Ride or die, man. Ride or I always say it's ride or right before I'm going to jail. That's where it ends.
I've always accepted no, or the minute somebody I've never was a pushy guy. The minute I was like that. The minute a girl would be like a little tense, I'd be like, fuck it. You know, I don't you know what I mean? I was always that guy. So I would never worry about that.
I imagine every you know, I imagine if Brad Pitt looked like Brad Pitt in high school, he got some action, and there could be some aggressiveness going on.
Here's even the way the real world is. How many think of a guy like that? Any good-looking guy, right? Let's say in high school, now it's successful, right? He had women that he was with, and he had women perhaps that he was with that didn't treat well because they were just a temporary thing, and they were glad to be there because he was who he was, and you know. So there's going to be a group of people in that guy's past that kind of didn't like him, and there's going to be a group of women that loved him,
right?
I mean, you think about it naturally, right? Because some of them were not going to. It's like anything. It's like, again, I'm going to rake it back to comedy since it's a comedy podcast. But it's almost like there's certain comics.
If you forgot.
I'm trying to keep fucking
control.
No, keep
going. It's great.
So like, there's certain comics that are in a scene that are going to say, hey, this is a shitty scene. And there's going to be other people in the comics in the scene that go, hey, it's a fucking decent, it's a good scene. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
of course.
They're enjoying it, or other people are just the fucking, you know, the Darcys of the fucking group.
Right.
You know, I'm just, you know.
Darcys.
Any rate.
I like that.
Gosh. I just thought I'd share. Got that off my chest.
Good.
Got that off my chesticles.
Anyway. I'm glad I fucking, yeah.
Put something back on. I can't stand Sarah and Ethan looking at me.
Yeah, with those glasses and shit. Anyway.
That's definitely heroin Ethan in that picture.
You think that's an old photo of him?
Look at that. I don't know how old it is, but it's old enough that he was doing heroin. No, I have no idea. Ciro looks like he might have done some heroin in that picture.
Ciro always looks like he's doing
heroin. I know, right?
Love that guy. Anyway, it's time.
Yep.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
That's right. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world here and other places, and we make fun of it. Just like that.
I think the typewriter noise. Typewriters haven't existed in 48 years.
Yeah.
People still use them now. A lot of writers like to use them.
Yeah,
they feel like nostalgic and
so douchey.
Get in the mood.
I go to
so
my writing
douchey.
Room.
Yeah.
I just print it in the font that looks like the typewriter.
Of course.
And I say,
so
I typed it.
By the way, so do the douchebags that go on talk shows and go, no, man, I like the freeform it.
Yeah. Here's a story. Dwarf goats make the party scene in Los Angeles. Don't they have dwarf yoga and stuff like, or dwarf goat yoga or something like that became a thing? It's even on the...
What are we talking about?
Don't dwarfs make every party better?
Yeah.
Dwarf goats.
Spanky and Pippin are literally party animals in Los Angeles nightlife scene. The Nigerian dwarf goats are professional partygoers bringing their special brand of magic to a city celebrations and starry soirees. So-called goat mom Scout Raskin, a lifelong animal lover and a former child actor, set up a Party Goats LA in early 2017 and charges $99 an hour to bring her goats to any party and event.
Do
you know how hard it is to do stand-up comedy?
I need a goat.
Does anybody have any idea? I hate to tell people this.
I've been looking for a new business venture. I'm not even kidding. I need a goat.
You do the goat thing?
Yeah.
Well, but do you know, like,
$99 an hour to rent a goat?
For people who don't know, and you guys have been doing stand-up a lot longer than I have, but this is very hard what we do. $99 an hour to rent a goat? We are definitely not in the right business.
All you got to do is be a goat.
Jesus.
But you know the problem is, then you have to...
No, she doesn't have to share that money with the goat.
But you got to raise that goat. Now you have to
take care of the goat.
You have to have a goat now.
Yeah, you got to raise the comedy routine too. It's a lot of fucking work.
Well, you know, yeah. I don't know if my comedy book took a big 4-pound shit in my fucking.
well,
by the way,
it depends.
Did you see your act at that cello last week?
He went from kissing my ass.
Oh, come on,
being a dick. Student Terrain Milet, 20 years old, said her experience was fun and therapeutic. Quote, they're so friendly and they're just so nice to be around because you can definitely tell they love humans. They love humans and they are just a lot of fun.
So I totally mistook this. I was thinking every frat at USC was hiring these and doing shots with the goats. These are like for like a bunch of women get together and have tea and a glass of champagne and pet the goats for therapy.
The
right?
goats are unfazed by loud music and crowds.
So yeah. So they walk around and people pet them.
Usually people at parties have their favorites. Some people love Pippin because he's really cute.
Pippin ain't easy.
But he's the cute dumb one.
Oh wow.
Raskin said. Oh. And then some people really like Spanky because he's more chill and quiet and they feel like they can connect with him.
Oh, wait, maybe you're Spanky. Maybe I'm the dumb one.
Maybe they're spanking these goats.
Yeah.
Wait, what are we doing with the goats? Is this
they're taking
like
selfies with the goats and like, look, I'm with a goat. Wow, a goat at a party. It's just a goat. We can do the same thing with any animal.
Yeah.
Let's bring fucking peacocks to parties. Peacock parties.
How about a porcupine?
Too.
Let's do it.
Oh, my God. I was thinking about peacocks.
Let's do it.
Right? You bring a
every
peacock?
Once in a while, they're flourished. They'll right. put their feathers out. People take selfies. And,
well, so I already have a kid pick, and a dog.
It's probably easier
they
to raise
poke
birds.
Someone's eye out.
I already have a kid and a dog, so you keep the peacock at your house, and we'll split the profits.
Yeah, let's do it. 70
Boy,
for,
look
70,
at Mr. Commitment over here.
Right. 70 for the Jew, 30 for the... You're smaller than me. 30,
for the, 30 for the peacock.
30, right. Yeah.
By the way, Mike Sweeney says, Danny Feinman grabbed my crank at the open mic back in 1997. So that's a little thing you got to admit.
It's weird.
Yikes.
It's weird. Yeah. I was 13, but that's okay. I wasn't 13.
All right. So well, that's a story. So I'm glad. That's not a bad idea. Get a goat. Yeah. So instead of bringing a puppet or prop, just bring a goat.
Dude, animals.
It's amazing.
Everyone loves them. If you go on stage with the fucking goat or a chicken in your arm or something, chicken has nothing to do with the act. You can just do your jokes and people will just like
oh
you.
God.
Yeah. Imagine if someone did that. They just brought a fucking animal on stage.
And you'd hope it wouldn't lay an egg. Tennessee mailman seemingly caught peeing on a porch during a recent delivery.
Don't worry, folks. Those are the kids Dougie has trapped in the basement.
Peeing on the porch. It's my happy place. You heard it, right?
Wow, right? Timing is everything. Those are the kids that live in the basement underneath Dougie's house. Don't worry, folks.
Basement in Florida? There you go, Sherlock. A U.S. Postal Service mail carrier was caught on surveillance video seemingly urinating on a homeowner's front porch as he delivered their mail.
Wow.
The footage showed the mailman apparently relieving himself as he walked down a sidewalk and up several stairs onto the porch. So it was a walking piss.
Yeah, but a walk up.
Like, he's treating it like it's a marathon. You know, when you're walking, you have to
right.
just
go.
So yeah, he wears those little shorts, too.
You can
deliver in the mail.
Then he grabbed the water and he splashed it on his face and got three sips.
You can pee walking? Right. You can walk and pee at the same time?
I don't know. I've never done it.
I can't walk and drink a cup of coffee at the same time. I can't imagine trying to urinate and walk. No.
The employee appeared to stop urinating once he arrived at the mailbox attached to the home. And looked around the area. Then he pulled the homer's mail from his bag and dropped it in the box. I was talking about the mail, right? Okay. Yeah. Once the mail was delivered, the employee walked away from the home and toward the street, narrowly avoiding walking in his own pee-pee.
So I think if he walked in his own pee-pee, it would be fine. Then
so
he would get punished.
He pulled out his dick, right? And he's walking straddled, and he's like making a trail as he walks.
Well, so I got to ask you this part. So here's the thing: like, have you ever like when you got to take a piss, and you're walking into the bathroom? You ever like when I as soon as I open the door to the bathroom, I'm getting started. I like unzip the fly.
Gets a little excited.
So maybe he was unzipping the fly, and he wasn't peeing while he was walking. By the way, if he can pee while he's walking, he's a superhero. But
I don't know if I'd give him fucking superhero qualities for it.
Why wouldn't you just go around the side of the house and pee? I'm fine with him peeing. If he's a walk-up mailman, we got to walk up the thing. Sometimes you got to pee on the side of someone's house.
All right. So the question is, it's one thing if he sat there and pissed on my fucking door.
Yeah, that's correct.
If he was walking out to my house, and he actually turned and pissed into the fucking bushes, you know what I mean? I'd be, I'd, if I seen him do it, if, even if I was there, like, dude, what are you? What's the matter with you? You fucking retarded.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You'd be fucking furious, and you'd probably call and try to get this guy fired.
No, I wouldn't.
No, Dougie would beat him up. Dougie would just beat him. Dougie would just beat him up.
No, I would just probably piss
just
on him.
Just karate kick him.
I see, I mean, that's what you do. The guy, you see the guy pissing out there. The best thing to do would be like, you know what? Fuck, pull your dick out.
While he's pissing, just kick him in the back so he falls up. Or in the back, in the back of the knee.
You know what you got to do? You got to put on like a. Like an old mafia, like a sweatsuit, right? Like you're a mafia guy and go,
what you think
and you
doing
walk outside
there?
And you go, all right, we got two choices. I fucking bury you or I take a piss on you. Hey. And then you make him lay down in your bushes and you take your dick out and you piss on him. He will never piss on another house again.
That's my wife's favorite fucking palm tree you're pissing on there, buddy. Hey, you know, I got a problem with that. Here's your choice. Either you, just get over here. I'm going to fucking kill you.
Either under the tree. Around to the piss. That's your choice.
Either you sit there and lick up the ground you just pissed on, or I'm gonna have to fucking turn your lights out.
Is that the most humiliating thing that can happen to you? Getting like what if like you did something wrong and the guy comes over and goes, all right, listen, you did the you slapped my kid. Here's your punishment. I either go to the cops or I piss on you. I mean, it makes the guy delivering that option a sick fuck, but is that the worst thing, right? Is there?
Yeah, but then you do that, right? And then he comes back at you, this guy fucking made me
I understand.
Piss on me. And it turns around that you're the asshole.
I understand that this is going to end up bad for everybody, but is that the worst punishment? Yeah. All right, moving along.
Of course it can be worse.
Axe throwing bar was lax about safety rules.
No.
Liquor control panel says.
What?
I knew this was going to happen eventually.
Yeah.
But
it's one thing to have
this
darts.
Business. But this is the craziest thing. There's these bars that you can throw axes.
I've heard of it.
And you drink and they have liquor. And I'm like, come on. There's only a matter of fucking time before somebody's losing the
what's
limb.
What's next? A bar that has a garbage disposal?
A dart is this long, right? Even if it goes in, it's going to do some damage. But unless it's a direct hard hit, you're okay.
It's going to make you itch for a couple of days.
But an axe?
Somebody fucking went across the lanes. Like, I don't know what had happened in the story yet.
Oh,
I'm just
God.
Saying. They were just like, hey, Becky.
Why is her name always Becky?
I don't know.
Why is
he
it
likes
always
that name.
Becky? Not
I
just
love
him.
Becky.
Becky.
The liquor license of an axe-throwing bar in Michigan was suspended for a day earlier this month after the state probed the safety of alcohol-consuming customers that are throwing axes. Membership of the Michigan Liquor Control Commission, otherwise known as the MLCC, ordered a one-day suspension of Hub Stadium's liquor license.
One day.
It's the milk. Yeah, I think if the reason your liquor license is being suspended is because there was an issue with the axes that were being thrown in your bar, it should automatically be more than one day.
What's the matter? It's not like we had that chainsaw catch competition.
Yeah, right?
The commission launched an investigation into the company on June 21st when they found a safety concern involving its policy for allowing up to 10 customers in enclosed axe-throwing lanes. So, you look at it, it's pretty... I mean, there's a fucking lane. It looks like a gun range. But even where you throw the axe is, walled through. Like, if you miss, it's going to hit a wall. Like, if you're really bad.
So, it's an individual tunneled...
It looks like a bowling alley with walls going all the way down.
Right, okay. Okay, so you can throw it to the side. So
yeah, if you fucking miss, it's going to scrape the walls and, you know, fucking carpenter work.
God, but, this just seems like such a bad idea. First off, I spent a lot of time in the restaurant business. This does not seem like it's going to be a big moneymaker.
Investigators saw people jumping out of the way to avoid axes hitting them. The Detroit Free Press said they also did not find any strict enforcement of those wandering in and out of the throwing zones.
Okay, so you're saying there's walls, but
the bathroom,
clearly...
They put the men's bathroom right next door. And they put the women's bathroom.
The women's lane. The women's lanes are on this side with the men's bathroom. Yeah. The men's lanes are on this side with the women's bathroom.
Yeah, you got to piss. You got to walk by the axes.
Oh, my God. They got to put a foul line like in bowling.
We don't have bars where you can throw axes.
Investigators also found a 30,000-square-foot venue lacked lane monitoring and did not limit the number of axes. Well, listen, it's a new business, so... Everybody's got to learn.
You got to learn.
Well, you know the thing? There's no,
you got to learn.
There's no, axe return.
Wait, when he said lane monitors, all I saw was...
So you have to walk down there and, like, dodge fucking axes to get yours back.
When Dougie said they had lacked lane monitors, all I thought was the guy going like this, like... Oh, shit!
You need to practice, Billy Bob.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this sounds like you could never stop making jokes about this.
They said, the location said, it's our job to make... make sure that the health, safety, and welfare concern of the public are taken. Yeah, good. Who, you know, good. Do your job.
Thanks, dude. Milk.
Oh, unbelievable.
Wow, what's next?
What is next?
That's what I'm saying. Garbage disposal. Fucking...
No, you said they're going to be like chainsaw bars. Yeah. That. What's next? Fucking.
Yeah.
Gun ranges that let you shoot off grenade launchers. You know what I mean?
No, they're actually, there'll be
they probably have that somewhere. Dude. If you can go pay somebody to just let me shoot one grenade off.
You know what?
We're desert.
Yeah, we're here. No more axes, but we're going to have the William Tell Club. You got to stand up against the wall, and we're going to throw a fucking bow and arrow or shoot a bow and arrow at your head.
At an apple.
At a ping pong ball. The winner, the best guy who doesn't get killed wins.
That's funny. Like Robin Hood bar.
Honey, I bought a bar where they threw axes.
Well, they have archery places, but imagine they had an archery bar.
Archery bar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Archery bar.
If you ever do a gun range, there's people out there to make sure, like, you know, there's people, like, the minute you turn the gun around, they say, hey, the guy comes over, hey, make sure you keep it pointing down the fucking range and stuff.
I want that job. I bet you can say whatever you want. If you're at the range, you're the guy that, like, makes sure people face the right direction. Like, somebody throws it, hey, fuck face!
Screaming to the fucking mic again there, Danny. Jesus, God.
You can pretty much say anything you want to the person, right?
Oh, God.
Sorry.
That woke us all up.
Fuck, dude.
Me and Dougie both went...
I know, dude. It lit me like a fucking... It's a good transition to the story because I almost was shocked as if the same thing. Comet resembling a human skull is set to pass Earth on Halloween. True story. You want to snoop it and see if it...
I saw this too, but yeah, let's see.
NASA nicknamed the dead 2,000-foot-wide asteroid the Great Pumpkin when it was discovered by a team in Hawaii back in 2015. A dead comet that resembles the human skull is set to travel past the Earth less than a fortnight after Halloween.
2 weeks.
The space rock, officially named Asteroid 2015, TB-145, otherwise known as Dip Pitch for short, was discovered.
Dipshit.
AKA. How many AKAs does something have to have?
I don't know. It was discovered on October 10, 2015, by a team in Hawaii at the University of Hawaii. NASA fittingly nicknamed the asteroid the Great Pumpkin before it passed the Earth at a distance of roughly 302,000 miles.
I love that's super close.
Yeah.
Right?
So are we going to get to see the face of it as it goes by?
Could you imagine?
And it looks at us and smiles, you know?
It's expected to fly past again on November 11, 2018, at a distance of more than 25 million miles. Scientists who observed the asteroid using NASA's infrared telescope facility in Mauna Kea, Hawaii, believe it to be extinct comet. It can't be extinct. It's still fucking there. Which has lost its ice due to repeated orbits around the sun.
So it's just it's
like a fucking
a hot
chicken.
Rock.
It's like a chicken bone.
Right? Yeah, it's like a bone.
No more meat on it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm worried for that. I remember we had a bunch of that. We had the one in Russia. Then more and we're seeing more. That you're gonna be sitting there one day and you're gonna fucking. That's gonna happen.
See, I don't. Think
modern day life is gonna see that happen at some point. It's something's
gonna hit.
Something's gonna fucking
apparently,
hit.
Apparently, if you Google, it's like apparently shit falls from space.
A lot of little ones.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So like eventually.
And now you're seeing a lot of them are passing that are like, oh, this one just went between the moon and the Earth.
Well, like you're saying how big that one is, right? Some big giant thing, right? So some piece that might hit in the middle of Iowa, in the middle of nothing, could be off of that. You never know.
Right.
Like, so what's to say eventually something that big is going to be.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. One day you could be sitting there and all of a sudden this shit's all hitting the fan.
But they
you
say
know,
if that.
We're gonna, you know.
If they say a sizable one hits, it would just.
Yeah,
end,
but there's one that can hit that could just destroy a fucking city.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And ruin everybody's fucking day.
Destroy the city? It could destroy the whole fucking planet.
That's what I'm saying. If it's big enough, it just
hits
the Earth
dude,
and boom.
It's gone. Can you imagine? You ever seen that fucking picture with the astronaut? He's standing on the moon, and the Earth just explode. Right. Like, boosh!
Yeah. He's witnessing it.
Can you imagine?
What the fuck would you do?
like...
Because you know pretty soon you're going to fucking get zipped out of orbit.
You gotta
so much air.
You got to go somewhere. But can you imagine you and the guy in the ship are the only two people and you see the Earth blow up? You're like...
All right, Bob, come here and suck my dick. We might as well. No one's going to know.
Right.
I'm not worried about you telling anybody.
You're not going to tell anybody, right? So you just like you look around and like, what?
Come on. I mean, think about it. All right, guys. You know, it's just you us. We're only two humans left in fucking existence.
That is such a great skit for some kind of show. You're like up on the, it blows
and
up.
And the,
like,
guy, the guy who's like the Burt Reynolds of the two. Yeah. Like, the real is like, well, oh my God. Like, oh, you know what? I've been thinking.
But like,
I was wondering what I feel like when I put if someone put their dick in my ass and
ouch.
Yeah,
but it would be great because you know one of the two would have to say you're not going to tell anybody, right? Like what? They're all gone. So do we have a Snopes?
They're trying to not debunk it, but it's going to happen. But they're trying to like this person's like a party pooper about it. They're like, this time it's coming close to the Earth. It's going to be its shape may have changed since in 2000 and whatever. 15
can years. It may be in the shadow the way it looks and stuff.
Can something be bunked or only debunked?
A good question.
Like if something's
Something's proven, is it bunked?
Yeah, because I'm saying like if something's debunked, it means it's unbunked.
It's like the word reiterate, right? It's just iterate.
Wait, can you iterate it?
Yeah, just iterate it. Don't reiterate
it. So bunked is the word?
Bunked. It's bunked. I agree. Hey, since we're talking about throwing rocks, here's a story. A rock thrown at a bulletproof glass hits the burglar back in the face.
Good on ya. Good on ya.
Police in Maryland shared security camera footage of a burglar throwing a rock that bounced off some bulletproof glass and hit him in the face.
You know, cops must love sharing these videos when people fuck up on their own.
Yeah. Police in Georgia's county police shared security camera footage showing the man successfully breaking into carryout business in Suitland last month by using a large rock or brick to shatter a window.
That's what you get.
The bad luck bandit then attempts to use the same object to shatter the glass protecting the front counter, but it bounces off the barrier. This is kind of like the Three Little Pigs.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know, it blows down the fucking straw house. And what was the next house?
It was a straw, then
sticks.
Sticks, then bricks.
No.
No, it wasn't
straw
that.
Straw was
God, we forgot.
Sticks and bricks.
Google it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to believe you on that.
No way.
My parents never read me stories. The man's third attempt caused the object to ricochet and hit him in the face, knocking him to the ground. Police said the man was on the ground for a few minutes before getting up and fleeing the scene. Investigators are asking anyone who recognizes somebody with a fucked up nose.
You know? Yeah, straw, sticks, and bricks. The straw pig, stick pig, and brick pig.
All right. Forgot.
Look how happy.
I forgot the Three Little Pigs.
Elgin's night has just been made. Elgin's like, motherfuckers.
Dude,
I know my Three Little Pigs.
All right, listen, you're going to have to tell that story a whole bunch coming up soon.
Yep.
Well, God, you know, I couldn't believe I couldn't remember it. Right? I mean, Jesus. Yeah.
Well, you have to think, like, when was the last time you even thought about that? Or, like, a Mother Hubbard thing, or, like, the lady who lives in the
Mother
shoe.
Hubbard, what?
Or Little Miss Muffet sat in a Tuffet.
Oh, I fucked
Jack and Jill.
By the way, just so you know, when you start reading nursery rhymes to your kid, in your head, or if you're me out loud, you're going to say all of the dice clay bits.
Yeah, you think so?
They're all going to come out as dice clay.
You remember them all.
Yep.
Here's a story. Student gets half day off from school to lose weight. A 10-year-old student at a school in central China's Hubei province was given half a day off every day so that he could lose weight. You too fat. Yeah, how you take half day off? Go run some lap.
It's lunchtime. You go home, fat boy.
You go do squat. You got to go do some squat.
You go do squat.
You go, you know, eat a Twinkie. You go and you do a squat.
Squat.
And you do sit up. You sit up.
Yo, if I could eat Chinese food every day, though, I would. It's delicious.
Dougie, you want to do sit-ups? What's sit-ups?
Sit-ups.
Sit-ups?
I read, that was my old Korean grandmaster. This was my old Korean grandmaster. You said, you make a show. You always be a good boy. Listen to this mama daddy all the time. Have respect. Okay? Respect. You suspect. Be a good boy. Don't tell the bad about stuff. Okay? What? You must focus. Must focus? You understand the poker? You must focus?
I must play poker.
Focus. Focus.
Poker with my
you
parents.
You must train every day. Pocket, pocket. The student in Zhao, the student's name is Zhao Lang, is 1.77 meters tall but weighs 150 kilograms. And his body mass index is more than 30%, which a doctor later said, you're a beast. you fat.
That is not what I was doing.
Oh,
by the
God.
Way, as Dougie gave those numbers out in the metric form, all of our listeners just
had
went,
no idea what
just
I was
went,
talking
what,
about.
What?
What's 105 kilograms? What's that equal in weight?
I have no idea.
His parents, however, did not know until Chow's teacher suggested a vacation
120
for the boy so he can have time to lose weight.
Wait, how old is he? 10?
You know what? It's because you
10 years.
You're talking about 120
pound
kid.
You can only have one kid. He's eating two.
We have a lot of rice.
We kill half your kid. He eat too much food.
Listen, you push a limit where I get one big fat kid. His parents, however, don't know. The teacher told him that the mother that study is important, but the child's health is more important. That's an interesting theory, right? You know, you're in better shape, but you can't fucking read. After visiting a hospital, Shao told the doctor he feels tired even after moving in a chair, and fellow students refused to play basketball with him just because he's too fat. I can't hardly breathe after walking a little longer.
They play basketball with me.
Yeah,
I have the ball.
They bust me.
They bust me on the floor. Yeah. It's not fun for me.
Yeah.
I know fit in basket.
Only time they ask me to play when we play tug of war.
I know fit in basket.
The teacher said his health problem is serious. The students do not have much task beginning in the semester, so she will be willing to give Zhao half a day off every day to lose weight. So
wait. This just happened. So are we going to get to see the?
The
results?
Outcome?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. I'd like to have a follow-up story.
Bookmark this
Dougie,
story.
Let's get our research department to
bookmark
the story.
Thanks, guys. back in IT,
hearing this in the back?
Hey, guys, right. Engineering, can you say this?
Engineering, you guys hear this?
We want to follow what's happening with Ching Ping Fat Boy. Yeah, anyway.
While you're there, follow all fat Asians.
It won't be too hard, no. Anyway, that's all you have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
What?
That's
what?
It. Want to thank, of course, Elgin David for joining us today.
I was here.
Danny the Jew for being back.
I was as well.
And, of course, we have fun. If you missed anything, go to our archive site, wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. Over, shitload of fucking episodes. Become a patron listener. Donate. If you like the show, you watch us on Facebook, go on there and donate $1 a month, $2 a month. It's gas money for these guys, by the way. And follow us on Twitter if you haven't already at Wake Up Dougie. And join our fan page on Facebook. We start broadcasting the show from there. And other than that, follow me at Instagram at Dougie Dangerous this Wednesday night. On Twitter, of course. This Wednesday night, Mike Vecchione is going to be at the Wise Guys Comedy Show at Tavolino's, along with Chris Priester, the teacher. He's going to be featuring. I'm going to be the host. And go to DougieAlmeida.com. Like I said, I've got dates coming up all over. How about you, Elgin?
Me? Just follow me at Elgin David. Just do that for me. And watch Five Alive, Five Alive Boy Band on YouTube and Amazon.
Check it out. It's a funny show. And Danny?
DannyTheJew.com for all your Jew needs.
There you go, guys. Thanks for listening. And special show coming to you on Thursday. Take a break tomorrow. Mike Vecchione will be here in Danger Studios with me and Lenny Travis. Talking about a blast of the past. Dude, Lenny's going to be here. That's going to be amazing. Lenny. Anyway, with that said, it's time to go, everybody, and, smoke them if you got them.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun.
July of the Sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beaming light hit the ground.